Ontario's newly passed Bill 10 promises to enhance public safety by holding landlords directly responsible for preventing drug-related activity in their rental units. The local social services agency, which rents both low-income and market rent units, is concerned it will be negatively affected by the legislation. Bill 10, referred to as the Protect Ontario Through Safer Streets and Stronger Communities Act, 2025, recently received royal assent on its way to becoming law in the province. The legislation includes a number of changes to existing laws, including that no person shall knowingly permit their premises to be used in relation to a prescribed offense, a category that would include offenses under federal law related to drug production and trafficking. Under Bill 10, landlords or directors may be held responsible for illegal drug-related activities within the units they control. The District of Sault Ste. Marie Social Services Administration Board, DSSAB, which operates under the name Social Services, oversees social housing in the city, as well as the men's shelter and a number of market rent properties. The Northern Ontario Service Deliverers Association, NOSDA, has written to Michael Kersner, Solicitor General of Ontario, to outline its concerns that social housing directors could be held responsible for the actions of their tenants. The inability of housing providers to take timely and decisive action in the face of criminal or dangerous behavior is already significantly hindered by systemic delays at the Landlord and Tenant Board, where average wait times exceed 9 months and eviction proceedings can take up to 18 months. These delays, combined with limited enforcement capacity and insufficient supports, have left community housing providers struggling to maintain safe and stable environments, said Michelle Boileau, NOSDA chair, in a letter to Kersner. We're asking for an exemption from this piece of legislation because it does state that if you're making reasonable efforts to deal with the illegal activity that it would not apply, but there's no definition of what reasonable means, added DSSAB CEO Mike Nadeau in a report to the board on Thursday. Unfortunately, folks that utilize the shelter are often struggling from addiction and there is often drug use on site or neighboring. It's very difficult to manage. So, we're just concerned about some of the implications whenever we're really doing our best. In terms of renters, Nadeau noted those delays at the Landlord and Tenant Board and other challenges often prevent the DSSAB from being able to evict problem tenants. We've had drug-related offenses go to the Landlord and Tenant Board before and we've lost the eviction because the police didn't come and police are never going to go to the Landlord-Tenant Board, said Nadeau. We just want more clarity on the impact of the legislation and how it will be rolled out. There are some fairly broad powers that we need to make sure that we understand and we're just looking for more clarity on it, but if we could ever have an exemption from it or some expansion or some protection, we think it would go a long way.